Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, nightly Ramadan reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The most oft mentioned anecdote within the Holy Quran is the story of Prophet Moses and the Pharaoh. And we see the dichotomy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents within his book in regards to these two personalities. The Pharaoh represents all evil and all sin and all vice, while Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, and all of the prophets of God, and a special salutation upon our messenger, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that Moses, alayhi salam, he represents virtue, he represents beauty, he represents a sense of God consciousness, he represents a sense of conviction toward his creator. And that which allows from the Pharaoh to fall in the way that he does and be seen as the greatest villain within the whole Quran, amongst those qualities is his pride, his arrogance. But specifically what God mentions several times within the whole Quran is his desire for greatness within this world and his desire to just continuously accumulate as much as he possibly can. And while our mindsets might not be like that of the Pharaoh in terms of the authority that he had, or in terms of the fact that he just felt this desire to dominate over all of the subjects and all over God's creations in their entirety, but what we do learn from this anecdote of Prophet Musa, peace and blessings be upon him, and the Pharaoh, is that the one who has firm conviction to God, God will just give him a way out. And we come and we see within this particular verse within the whole Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes mention and he speaks toward the qualities of the people who follow in the footsteps of Moses. He states, تِلْكَ دَارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ أُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He states that there is a future abode, there is a space, there is a place in the end of times that's designated and reserved for those who do not want authority and do not want to demonstrate their greatness in this world. They have absolutely nothing to show for within this world because they're too busy accumulating good deeds for the next world. They're not concerned with that which is going to happen in their day to day because they recognize that it's going to be something that passes really quickly. And of course, amongst those, as mentioned within the context of these verses within chapter 28 of the Holy Quran, is Prophet Musa, peace and blessings be upon him. And then God, he continues and he concludes this verse and he states, وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the end, the glad tidings are reserved for the muttaqeen, for those who are God conscious, for those who are God wary, for those who are pious and feel the presence of their Creator. And over the last several discussions, we reflected a little bit in regards towards some of the qualities of the pious, of the muttaqeen, as mentioned in the famous narration and the famous sermon of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And we continue to reflect upon those words that he's mentioning to his companion Hammam, when he states about the muttaqin, نزلت أنفسهم منهم في البلاء كالتي نزلت في الرخاء ولولا الأجل الذي كتب الله عليهم لم تستقر أرواحهم في أجسادهم طرفة عين شوقا إلى الثواب وخوفا من العقاب. Incredibly beautiful words of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He states about the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, those who feel the presence of their creator. They behave in the times of trials and calamities in the same way that they behave during times of ease and comfort. Meaning, and he continues the Imam alayhi salam, that is to say that they give in to whatever God has destined for them in a way that ease and hardship are alike for them.
They don't differentiate when they're going through good times or when they're going through difficult times. Their mindset, their focus, their diligence, their emotion is generally exactly the same. He continues and he states, happiness and unhappiness, a sense of straightness and comfort, distress and blessings are all equal for them. Their state during a time of trial is the same state that they have when they're in comfort. And was it not for the appointed time that God fixed for them, meaning was it not for the fact that God has not taken away their life at this very moment, their soul would immediately leave their body within the twinkling of an eye because of their desire, because of their eagerness to attain reward, and because of their fear of punishment. Meaning that no matter what happens within this world, no matter what happens in terms of trials and tribulations, and no matter what happens in terms of the blessings that descend upon them, they're always in a state of comfort. They're always in a state of submission. They're okay with whatever God gives them. That is what we talk about when we speak about entrusting our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's really challenging and it's really difficult. But again, to reach the state of those who have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that is simple. It requires a lot of effort. And the first is to understand on the most basic and the most surface level that this life was not created only so that we attain luxuries and so that we take benefit from it. But trials, tribulations, difficulties, they are a part of life. And yes, we also need to be the means and the outlet toward coming to the support of those who are going through difficulties within our families, within our communities, so on and so forth. But we, every single one of us, is going to go through some challenge, is going to go through some difficulties. Imam As-Sadiq, peace and blessings be upon him, he states in a narration, to be pleased with the hardships destined by the fate is the highest degree of certainty. Let me put this in a little bit of perspective. A couple of weeks ago, there was a young lady who came to my office, and she said that everything in her day, everything in her week, everything over the last several weeks has been incredible. Life has been great. And so I said, if life is going great, then why did you make an appointment with me to come to my office? To which she responded, she said, because everything is so great in my life today, I'm afraid that something bad is going to happen tomorrow. Again, because of a sense of understanding that our lives are going to be filled with trials and tribulations. And I thought and I reflected for a moment in regards to how I was going to answer her, and I realized that probably many people, they go through the same sorts of thoughts within their mind. And it hit me, and it took me back to some teachings offered by the Immaculate Family of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon them, in which numerous times they advise that when you're going through hard times, you just submit to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you through those difficulties and make dua for you to have the patience to bear them and to go through that trial and tribulation. And when you're going through the good times, you don't get so high, but rather again, you're in a state of understanding that this is all temporary. So when you are afforded the blessings and the bounties by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be thankful. Again, life is really about these two important steps. When you're going through difficulties, be patient. And when you're going through the good times, be thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for those who are patient in the course of hardships, and he states to his angels, admit this man, admit this woman into my paradise due to the patience that they have endured during this dunya. And on the flip side, when we are in the state of attaining reward and blessing, when everything is just going great in our lives, again, we go back toward that advice of God and the wisdom of the Prophet and his family, in which they state, just be thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So if we're patient in hardships, God rewards us. And if we're thankful during the times where we're receiving blessings, God increases those blessings that we are recipients of. What a merciful and incredible Lord that we have. But again, it's about being in a state of mindset. And prior to this, we come and we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he begins to speak about the qualities of the pious by speaking about, for instance, their humility, the way that they walk, the way that they dress. Then he continues by speaking about how we should be utilizing our limbs. And now he's speaking to our mindset. Again, the Imam, salamullah alayhi, he states, نُزِّلَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ مِنْهُمْ فِي الْبَلَىٰ كَالَّتِي نُزِّلَتْ فِي الرَّخَىٰ. That they behave in the times of trials and tribulations in the same way that they behave in the times of ease and comfort. And in a prophetic narration, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he states, المؤمن حزن في قلبه وبشر على وجهه. That the believer has a sense of sadness in his heart, but happiness on his face. Because he realizes that whatever difficulty that God is putting him through, he has his end, he has his sight on the final and the ending objective, which is paradise, which is proximity to his creator. And again, that's not to say that we should not speak out, speak to others, seek help when we're going through hardships, but to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us by means of who we are as a human being to go through certain trials and to go through certain tribulations. And it's important that if we are in a state of entrusting our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mindset will always be fixated on Him. But again, it's a process and it takes time. And during these nights within the holy month of Ramadan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our hearts so that we're able to be amongst those who truly are able to entrust our affairs to our Creator and be amongst the muttaqeen. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.